So Joe gets out of the car and makes his way to the brown brick building. And he stops for just a minute and he realizes, I can't believe I'm here again. Different situation, same thing. 5 years, 3 counselors, 2 wives. As he's walking up to the counselor's office, he sees a reflection of himself in the window and he recognizes the fact that his hair hasn't been combed in a few days and his beard hasn't been shaven. And he's realizing that his insides and his outsides are looking a whole lot like each other. He walks up to the counselor's office and he makes his way into the waiting room, and the pit in his stomach he's trying to avoid. So he's looking at the walls and he sees all the diplomas. And he sees the magazines on the counter. And then the door opens. And a tall gentleman who looked like he combed his hair this morning walks out, asks him to come on in. So Joe has a seat on the couch, and counselor takes a seat in his chair, and he opens up his file. And he says, Joe, it looks like you've seen a few of my colleagues these last couple years, and I'm wondering, why did you decide to come see me today? And Joe says, well, a couple of my friends recommended you, and I noticed all the diplomas on the wall. And, well, one of my friends said you can get to the bottom of issues quick. And to be honest, that's what I need today, because my wife left a couple days ago, and I really don't want to go through another divorce. Counselor looks at him and says, all right, well, Joe, can you tell me why she left? Did she say why she left? Yeah? She said that I shut down. That every time that she has an issue she needs to come to me with, I shut down. And she's right, because every time I think that she's coming to me, she's got an issue and we have to deal with it, and I just need to avoid it, and because I get angry and I stuff it and my stomach hurts and I don't know if I'm going to get rageful. I don't know what to do with it. And so I just shut down, and it's worked. Avoiding it has worked. The last couple years have been fine. We've gotten through, but this week she said she just couldn't do it anymore. That she didn't know how else to talk to me. And she left. And I guess there's a part of me that just realized that she was going to, because everyone leaves at some point. The counselor looks at him and says, well, Joe, who else has left in your life? Well, she left, and I was right, and my last wife left, and then, well, my parents got in a big fight when I was in high school. My mom left, and I didn't even see her for years. And then, well, my grandpa died when I was younger, and I know it's a different kind of hurt and a different kind of leaving, but I can still feel it. Counselor looked at Joe and said, Joe, that's pretty deep. Have you talked to any of your other counselors about that? Maybe worked through those past issues and talked about forgiving? Joe was like, all right, here's the deal. Can we not deal with the whole childhood thing? I know it hurts and blah, 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 but to be honest, if we could just avoid that and we could deal with like what's going on today, because like I said, I'm kind of in a hurry and I need to get to the bottom of these things pretty fast. The counselor kind of smirked at Joe and said, Joe, do you think that your wife right now would say that avoiding has helped you in your current situation? Do you think your ex-wife would say that avoiding your past has not affected your relationship today? Joe thought about it for a second and got his own smirk. Yeah, you're probably right. But I'll be honest, the forgiving part, they hurt me. They left me. I don't know if I know how to forgive, and I don't know if I want to forgive, to be honest, because I'm the one that's hurt. Counselor asked Joe, have you ever hurt anyone else? Is there any places in your past that you feel maybe ashamed or hurt? Places that maybe you need forgiveness for? Yeah, there's things I've done wrong. I'm sure if you talk to my last couple wives, they'd probably say the same thing. But you make forgiveness sound pretty easy. Is there a secret to forgiving? Counselor looked at Joe and said, "You know what? There is a secret. And it actually is simple, but it's not easy. It takes hard work. And there's only one thing that you need to do." That's our story. I feel like I might have gotten that one from Andrew. Can you relate to the struggle of Joe? Can you see how sometimes even you can see in his story, you can see in other people's stories, how their past really is affecting today and their future? Are there places in your past that maybe you can't see are affecting your future, your present? Because sometimes I think there's places when we find ourselves maybe overreacting to a situation or feeling super insecure about a situation or getting our feelings hurt. We recognize that maybe that wasn't that person. Maybe that was something else. Because we all have places in our life that we need to look at, let go, and forgive. Whether that was a mother who wasn't there or a father who was an alcoholic and you lost things. Whether that was a missed opportunity, a what if, a goal that probably will never happen, a dream. Whether that was you losing someone to death. And that hole still burns in you. We all have those places in our life. And there are people, some of us here today, that get crippled in that place. That we don't move on from them. Because we all have people in our lives that we talk to, whether that's at church or at work, whether that's at the grocery store. And you can see, let's say, two different stories. One person, the second they open their mouth, or even the just looking at them, that you can tell that they have bitterness and hurt and pain that's coming out in how they're talking. And they're walking around with that. They're lugging that past around with them, and it's clogging up their present and their future. There's some people that's a little bit more subtle. When you talk to them, they seem fine, but then you start realizing that there's an undertone of hurt. But then there's the person that when you see them, they're exuding joy and thriving in their life. Whether you know they're a Christian or not, you're guessing they probably are. They have a hope. They're joyful. And when you sit down with that person, maybe over coffee or dinner, and you ask them, "Wow, how did you get from there to here?" Because when you hear their story, you can't believe they were able to overcome what they did. Because I've heard stories where I haven't told them that, maybe in, whether that was in counseling or just talking with someone, I've heard stories where I've thought, I would understand if you didn't forgive. I would understand if you had serious issues in your life right now. But they didn't. They were thriving in their life. Not that they didn't have hard days, not that they didn't have issues, but they were choosing to thrive in their life. And when I've asked every person what their secret is, when I have asked them what that one thing is, and I actually asked several people this week the same thing, what have you come across? The overall answer is this. They decided. They decided to let go and forgive. And I know that doesn't sound profound, but it really is. They decided. They chose a day and they said, "Here on out, the past is not going to be coupled to my future. I'm going to forgive and I'm going to let go of it." And you might wonder, how do we forgive, right? How do we let go of those, just like Joe's struggle was. It's not easy. It is simple, because we have to just decide and do the work. But we forgive the same way that Christ forgave us. God forgave us. God sent his son to come here to show us how to live, to love, to forgive. He went on a cross for you and for me, and it is forgiven. Our past, present, future is taken care of. It's pardoned. And we are called to do the same thing for others. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Forgive us as we forgive those who forgive." We pray for those. All right. Wow, I say it every week. Maybe that's the point, right? We say it every single week, and do we take the time to actually work through the forgiveness that we have? If you would open your Bibles today to Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to start in verse 32. It'll be up on the screen as well. The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the church at Ephesus. And the Apostle Paul knew a thing or two about letting go of the past, because Jesus met him on a road where he was there to kill Christians. And Jesus turned him around. He was forgiven. And as Paul lived his life in ministry, he spent most of his time being beaten, flogged, thrown in jail, lost friendships. He knew what it meant to take a look, forgive, and let go. In verse 32, we read, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you." Listen to this for a moment. I don't normally have notes, but I wanted notes because I had a few things this morning that I didn't want to miss, and this is one of them. Holding on to a debt someone simply cannot repay only binds you to it. Because you have lost things in your past. You've lost things you can't get back. You can't get back maybe the dad that says, "I'm proud of you." You can't get back that relationship. You can't get back the person who died and you still grieve. You can't get back. But holding on to the past only binds you to it. Letting go and forgiving releases you. Because true forgiveness is love with its sleeves rolled up, ready for work. True forgiveness says, "I'm going to look at this, I'm going to deal with this, I'm going to let it go and forgive." And that is work. That is true love. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things. Love never fails. I've heard it, right? Because forgiveness is hard, it's unfair often. That person may not deserve it. You may not want to give it. But yet it is wonderfully freeing when you let it go. Real forgiveness in practice looks like our next couple of verses. 26. In your anger, do not sin. Paul does not say, don't be angry. He says, be angry, but do not sin in your anger. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Some hurts take a little bit more than one sundown to get over. But the question here is, how many sundowns are you going to let go down before you forgive? How many years, how many marriages, how many relationships, how many sundowns will go before you forgive? Verse 27 says, do not give the devil a foothold. If you do not deal with your past, then that anger is going to have a foothold in your future. The other way of reading what Paul wrote is devil could be liar, deceiver. I'd throw in their hurt. Fill in the blank. Do not let blank have a foothold in your future. Set up stage in your heart and in your mind. Do not let your past hurts work their way into a permanent foothold in your future. 31 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. brawling and slander along with every form of malice. Because this is what it turns into. When we let anger turn to sin, when we let the devil have a foothold, it turns to bitterness, rage, and anger, and those are the things we've got to let go. Because apart from Jesus and you, you can't do this. I truly believe that. I don't think I could sit all my issues down, and apart with Jesus, I couldn't let this go and forgive. Our identity as Christians is in forgiveness. Because the important part of this today is the emotional toll that it takes on you is affecting and profound the relationships in your life. So we are called to look at this. We are called to do the work. We are called to roll up our sleeves and forgive, let go, and be able to have our future that is thriving and joyful in Christ. Would you pull out your bulletin from me this morning? Because I'm going to get real practical with you. There's a flyer in there saying letting go of the past. Letting the past go. And we're going to go through this together. Because this is not something I believe you can do here, right here in church this morning. I feel like this is going to be something, I know for me, it probably took me an hour or two, and it took a whole lot more than this one page of paper. But today what you can do is decide to let go. You'll see on that first line, it says, today I, fill in the blank, that's your name, decide to begin the process of forgiveness. You can make that step today. You can fill that in today. You can decide today. This is a worksheet I've used on myself. I also use when I counsel people and have had really good luck through the Holy Spirit praying through this. So if you would take the time and be intentional this week, identify the hurt, step one. Write down, be specific, and start from the beginning. Write them all down. Be honest about how you feel. Sometimes I think it's hard to write down. Well, so-and-so hurt my feelings. It's okay. Write it down. This is just between you and God. What did you lose as a result of those hurts? If you contributed to the hurt, write that down too. My paper was probably half of the things that I had done to others. We have to own the places that we did too. And what will you gain when you forgive? Take it to God, write it down, put it in front of you. I think I had 3 pages. Pray over it. And release the shame, the guilt, the pain, and let it turn to sadness and mourning. Cry over it. Sit silently over it. And then once and for all, release it to God. Let the Holy Spirit work through you, helping you forgive. And then leave it with God. Decide to let it go. Decide that is the day that all of that is gone, that you have let go and forgiven. And then shred it, rip it up. I wrote burn it, but be careful on that one. And decide any time it comes back up, any time that feeling comes back up, any time the devil wants that foothold back, you remind yourself that you and Jesus let it go. Because you have the decision today to live a life that is thriving in joy in Christ, and you are released from the past. It does not mean you forget. It does mean you forgive. You can let it go. And you have 2 choices to a story, right? You have a bitterness, anger. It will come out as much as you think you're masking it. It will. Or you can live a story that people say, wow, I want what she's got. I want what he's got. So it's time to decide today what that one thing will be. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you so much for the gift of forgiveness. I can't even imagine life without it. Lord, thank you that we not only can forgive, come to you asking forgiveness from you for ourselves, but we can also come to you even in those places of mourning that we have no one else to blame. Father, we come to you and just ask to take that burden away. Lord, I pray that each and every person here this morning would be intentional about taking a look, deciding to start the process and to forgive, just as you forgave us. This true love is work with its sleeves rolled up, and I just pray today that we would do the work. And Father, we pray all of these things in your precious Son's name. Amen.